As protests against police brutality and structural racism broke out across the country in recent weeks amid a coronavirus pandemic that disproportionately impacted Black and brown communities, journalism organizations, including our own, began grappling with the fact that there simply are not enough Black journalists in our newsrooms to cover this moment. That means reporters, writers, editors, and especially photographers. Some newsrooms have tried to address this by issuing statements on race or even making some personnel changes. Some have hired Black freelancers without proper compensation for their work. And many outlets are doubling down on the white photographers with whom they already have relationships. Polly Irungu is a photographer and digital content editor for The Takeaway, a national news program produced right here at WNYC. She's launching a collective today of Black women photographers that are available for work, and she joins us now. Polly, hello.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Please talk about the importance of hiring Black women photographers and how your collective is working to address the gap.
Well, I mean, it should go without saying, but unfortunately, if it was the case, I wouldn't be here right now with you. You know, when we talk about white supremacy, we don't often talk about how that role plays to this day in photography. Black women are often an afterthought in a lot of conversations, including our journalism industry, including our photo industry. It's no surprise how white the industry is. And so for me, I'm just trying to add to the pile, I guess. I want to compliment the efforts that are already been done by, you know, Woman Photograph, Diversify Photo. You know, I'm not the first to do this at all, and I'm not saying I am, but I want to make sure we are continuing to be seen, you know, not just today because of this current moment, because of the current uprisings, but 6 weeks from now, 6 months from now, will we still be thinking about Black women photographers? I would hope so, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Many would argue that your collective is doing the work that hiring managers or editors should be doing and can be doing, but you're also aiming to hold news outlets accountable, which many do not do themselves. Can you break down how you really plan to do that in action?
I'm going to be incrementally releasing out, you know, 50 names. So, you know, starting today, I'm releasing 15 Black women names. I'm going to track and see how many people are getting reached out to. What assignments are they being asked to do? Is it paid, unpaid? Which outlets? How often? And, you know, really track that progress to see where exactly is the void. But what I'm realizing is, you know, I actually sent an editor in our newsroom at WNYC a database of 300 plus Black photographers, because I looked at our own practices. We were still hiring white photographers to cover national protests in New York. There's databases already existing way before mine, and it's still not enough, right? All of us Black and people of color who are organizing, doing this kind of homework and research, you know, we're doing that unpaid labor. We are doing the jobs of photo editors and assignment editors and DOPs, director of photographies.
You've spoken with dozens of photographers, at least, ahead of your launch. What have you been hearing from them?
Oh, man. So basically, I mean, just like everybody else, you know, we are still in the midst of a pandemic. A lot of them have been unable to work, even covering these protests. We all, the people who can, the able-bodied people who can, that's a privilege. The ones who cannot, the ones who, for example, I spoke to this photographer, and a couple years back, I want to say it was 7 years ago, there was another police killing. And so now with the recent killing of George Floyd, that just brought back so much PTSD and trauma. And so she just mentally has not been in a good place to go out and shoot. And those are things that people aren't thinking about. If we don't create these spaces, Black women, if we don't create these places for each other, we can't assume that these white institutions will actually do that for us. There's not a lot of spaces out there for Black women.
I do know there's a little bit of history that informs this kind of effort. You know, that 1985 book Jeanie Matusame Ashe had in Viewfinders, it was called, A Labor of Love, right? And because you have to give a lot back to Black women photographers, she said. And this feels like more of the same, right? Not just a database.
Yes, exactly. For me, this is personal. This is a community. Because when I got my start in photography, I was in Oregon, a predominantly white state. And I had to go to National Association of Black Journalists Conference to see other Black photographers that look like me. And that should not be the case.
Polly Arungu is the founder of Black Women Photographers and the digital content editor for The Takeaway. Polly, thank you for spending some time with All Things Considered.
Thank you for having me, Jamie.
As of today, the Black Women Photographers COVID-19 Relief Fund has raised nearly $10,000. The collective launches tonight at 7 on blackwomenphotographers.com.